Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
I'm Howard Felsen, director of jpostradio.com, sitting in for Elliot Jager. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what's the parsha this week?
The parsha this week is Bechukotai, which is the parsha that concludes the book of Vayikra. It's also the parsha that contains within it the first tochacha, the first predictions by Moshe, by God, so to speak, of the troubles that an exile that would befell the Jewish people once they adopted idolatry, once they gave up on their faith. And the words of Bechukotai are like hammer blows. But every word is not only true, and one can say it's almost understated, because of the events that have occurred to us, especially the events of the last century. But if you look over all of Jewish history, you see that the Tochacha contains no hyperbole. It has no exaggeration to it. It's not just prose run wild, but that's an accurate portrayal of what would happen to the Jewish people. Now, all the questions that are asked are legitimate questions. Why? How come? How come the severity of it? Those are all legitimate questions, and there are not necessarily any good answers to them, but we have to live with the questions. It doesn't change the thrust of history, and it doesn't change our obligations to Torah and to God, and the fact that we don't quite understand how he runs the world and why this should happen. But the fact that the Tochacha is already written in the Torah, it's predicted many centuries before it occurs, really is a remarkable thing that should give us pause to think about the validity of Torah. And the fact that the Tochacha ends with the fact that somehow the Jewish people will survive it all, and in spite of all of the troubles, they will be returned both to their faith and to their land and to their home, and that the blessings that God promised us will in no way fall short. Well, also, every word will be fulfilled. That's the famous story of Rabbi Akiva and the other scholars. The Talmud tells us that Rabbi Akiva and four other scholars were nearing the Temple Mount, where they saw the ruins of the temple. They lived in the second century already, almost 60 years after the destruction of the temple. And they saw the ruins of the temple, and they saw that a fox, a jackal, was running free on the temple grounds. So the rabbis wept at the tragedy of it all, that this was such a holy place that only the high priest could enter once a year, and here you got foxes, jackals running there, and it's all ruined. Rabbi Akiva chose to smile and laugh. And when he was asked, isn't your behavior bizarre, that it's such a scene of destruction, you should find it humorous somehow? So he said the famous idea. He said, listen, until now, I thought that perhaps the words of the prophets regarding the destruction of the temple were exaggerated, were hyperbole. They said foxes would run there, jackals would run there. They meant that, you know, it wouldn't be good. But now that I see that it's literal, that every word means what it says, so then I know that the words of the prophets regarding the redemption of Israel and regarding the better times also are literal. It's not just a nice poem, but they're meant to be taken literally. And the Od Yeshvu Zkenim Muskenos B'chutzos Yerushalayim, that old men and old women will sit yet in the streets of Jerusalem and watch children at play, and there will be no disturbance, and there will be no fear and no insecurity. So Rabbi Akiva said, I know that that will also happen. So that's part of the Tochecha B'chukotha. And that's why at the end, concluding this book of Vayikra, the congregation rises and it says, Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek, let us be strong and strong and strengthen ourselves and strengthen others. It's a long and difficult road, the Jewish road. It requires strengthening, an inner strength, an inner belief. It requires the attitude of Rabbi Akiva. In our time, when so many good things have happened to us, and unfortunately so many bad things have happened to us, so it depends how you want to look at it, the glass half empty or glass half full. I think that all of us should be optimistic. All of us should see that Rabbi Akiva's ideas triumph and that great and better times will occur if we strengthen ourselves and strengthen ourselves in our belief and our faith and in the tradition of Torah as well.
Thank you, Rabbi Beryl Wein, with Parshat B'chukotai.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.